The new rapid transit system in Belfast. Bus lanes run to now. It's already getting bad press. It's not even fully up and running. Commuters are giving off because of long delays outside the SSE arena on their way home. The Department for Infrastructure says working on the lanes there before they come into operation next week. Joining me on the line now, some people who have been getting in contact with us about this, Fiona, Gavin, Anne. Fiona, let's start with you. What's the problem as you see it?
Good morning, Stephen. I work on Queen's Road. We normally have a situation where Queen's Road is in an industrial estate. It's a mile-long stretch of road. There's really never any reason for a tailback on this road, nor should there be. What has been a 5-minute journey for folks leaving work from the car park up to the top of the road has now become an hour-long tailback.
An hour-long tailback?
An hour-long tailback right from the SSC Arena right back down to the Victoria Works car park. Cars are not moving. It's impacted.
This is before it even starts.
This is before it even starts.
So this is just to explain to people. So the bus lanes are now there. They don't kick in. I'll get the exact date. They don't kick in until the 14th of August. It is
correct.
However, for this one that we're talking about now, the 14th of August. But because they're there, some people aren't sure whether it started or not.
Exactly.
So we're getting a heads up as to what impact this is going to have.
Exactly.
And you're saying what is normally a 5-minute journey is now an hour-long tailback.
Precisely. There are two issues. First of all, obviously, people are not aware that the bus lanes have not come into effect. We've been told bus lanes are going into effect in certain parts of the city. They are already in effect in West Belfast and parts of East Belfast. Here on Queen's Road, there is zero signage to alert the public to the fact that the bus lanes are not yet operational. People are under threat of a £90 fine. I don't particularly want to pay a £90 fine, Stephen. I'm sure you don't either. So they are abiding by the rules of the future road.
Well,
but as you say, it is...
Well, maybe the answer, Fiona, is to start using the bus. Get out of your car.
Absolutely.
Or go into a private hard taxi, because they can tiddle up and down the bus lane too.
And I absolutely take your point on board, Stephen. However, I leave my house in East Belfast in the morning. I take my son, a 2-year-old, to his daycare. I then would have to come in. So if you imagine the walk from my house to the bus stop, which is fine, child in the pram, take the child to daycare on rush hour public transport, which you can imagine with a 2-year-old is going to be fantastic. Drop him off at school, then take the bus with an empty buggy to city centre, and then from city centre out to Queen's Road and back again. Now that journey, not using a day ticket, will be £11. I believe using a day ticket is in the region of £5 or £6, which adds up to £30 a week. Not to mention the issue then of a 2-year-old on public transport at rush hour times, part of it with an empty buggy. Now, my son is 2. He should be in a forward-facing car seat. I don't believe that buses at this point have ISOFIX safety car seats in them, Stephen. And if we were on the bus, are we even guaranteed a seat? At peak transport time. Also, to add to that, the Queen's Road...
Do you know what? That point, I've never heard that point raised before, and it's interesting, and I think we should look into it. What about the safety of young children? I know all of the requirements for a young child if you're travelling in your car to keep that child safe in an appropriate car seat. What there must be legislation around how that child is safe in a bus or in public transport.
Why don't we look into that?
That's interesting.
They have to have car seats in their bus. They're small mini bus. But as well as that, for Queen's Road at the moment, there is a bus run once every 30 minutes. Now, if I'm dependent on that bus to get back into city centre to catch a further bus up the Newton Arch Road to collect him, there are cut-off times for kids to be collected.
So hold on a minute. So what was the thinking within the Department of Infrastructure where they have put a 12-hour bus lane into a place where the bus only runs once every... Once every 30 minutes?
Well, that's the magic question. Not to mention the fact, Stephen, that the new gliders can't get turned on the road. We had an issue yesterday with the glider causing further problems because they actually couldn't get turned because there is no turning space down there.
Is the glider not meant to go every 7 minutes, by the way?
Well, we have been promised. I know colleagues of mine sent emails to the glider transport system. They did get a rather clipped email back to advise that over the course of the next year, public transport down this road would be increased, but they didn't give any concrete times as to how quickly that would happen.
You're not telling me that you're not telling me that the Department of Infrastructure have put in a 12-hour bus lane in a place where it's on a long promise that the rapid transit system will go every 7 minutes.
That is exactly what I'm telling you, Stephen.
So we asked, by the way, we asked the department if it is right that the bus lane in that location that you're talking about ran every 30 minutes, and the department ducked the question. These are public institutions which you're paying for. Mm-hmm. You're a mum with a 2-year-old child. Mm-hmm. And we're asking the Department of Infrastructure, does that bus only run every 30 minutes? And they duck the question. Like, where is the ethics of public accountability here when you have a department affecting your life? And look, you know, Fiona, I don't want to get too poetic and romantic about this, and it'll sound all kind of slushy, but this is the purpose of the Nolan Show, that an individual citizen like you can force these people to listen to you.
Well, that's why, you know, we reached out, and I know a number of colleagues reached out to your show, is because, and you know, it goes back to all the previous callers that you have. Who do we reach out to now? You know, aside from the likes of yourself and the media to try and help us. Nobody else is doing their job.
Well, the counter argument to this, and by the way, we'll go back to the department again and we'll ask them again. Is this bus running only every 30 minutes? Why have they put in a 12-hour bus lane for a service that goes twice an hour? And we'll see if they duck it again. They've said in a statement, in developing the proposals for the BRT route, the area was subject of transport modelling, and the department agreed the proposals with the Belfast Harbour Commissioners. The department has given a commitment to monitor the operation of BRT, including the bus lane operating hours, on an ongoing basis, and will carry out a full review of the entire BRT system after 12 months of operation. Here's the counter, Fiona. You talk about your 2-year-old son.
Mm-hmm.
You want your 2-year-old son to grow up in a healthy environment, free of pollution.
Sure.
And part of that is getting cars off the road.
Well, at the moment, the counter to that, Stephen, is our long tailbacks of cars sitting for an hour isn't really very environmentally friendly either.
Interested in others, I can see calls coming in here talking about these bus lanes. 03030 80 55 55. They're also saying that following agreement with Belfast Harbour Commissioners, temporary signage will be erected in the coming days to advise for road users of the upcoming changes. What do you say to the department, Fiona?
Well, what I would say is, you know, it's the chicken and the egg argument, I get that, but you've put the cart before the horse once again. The ideas and the bus time changes should have been first. We should have seen an increase in a usable public transport system in the area first. Second, you maybe should have checked if your new buses can get turned on the road. That was probably number one priority. And number two, signage going in after the fact, it's already the 1st of August. By the time you get your signs up, is it going to be time to use bus lanes anyway?
I would love to know who thought it was a good idea. Why didn't they get the service running every 7 minutes so that people believe in the service? Why is it running every 30 minutes and yet they slap in the 12-hour bus lane? I'd just love to know the thinking around that.